More than half of British workers admit to being less productive during the winter months, with frustrations over office temperatures, dark winter days and gloomy weather topping the list of distractions and mood killers. Now, does our productivity vary throughout the year, even following the seasons perhaps? Well, I'm joined now by Dr. Christy Ferguson, the UK's leading food psychologist behind Channel 4's Secret Eaters. Hi, Christy.
Hi there.
Now, first of all, does our productivity vary then throughout the year?
Yeah, well, I mean, this research found that over half of workers are getting less done in the winter, so it's affecting their productivity, their concentration and their energy. I think most of us sort of intuitively know this, you know, especially after Christmas. Although we've had a holiday, it's always a very busy holiday with lots of family responsibilities, and then we're back to work during this time when it's pretty dark in the mornings and it's dark at night, and all of that's going to have an impact on our mood and our energy levels.
So what kind of things can we do, say for instance at work or in our home, to make us a little bit more productive?
Well, one of the things that was coming out from the study was that around over a third of us are being surrounded by things like the chocolates and biscuits and crisps. And I sort of think it's people are, you know, they've got the boxes of chocolates at home left over from Christmas and they just decide to bring them in so that they don't eat them. But what happens is we end up surrounded by a lot of these foods, which they may feel like the quick fix and the easy solution, but ultimately they're just spiking our blood sugar levels. And so one of the best things we can do is almost deconvenience it, so make it, you know, move it to the other side of the room and then put something healthier on your desk. I'm sitting in the studio at the moment. I've got raspberries, blueberries, strawberries all in front of me, and I've been picking away at them all morning just because it's easy and they're there. And you know, obviously it tastes great. So making those kind of small shifts can mean that you're eating more regularly and you're eating foods that are sort of lower in sugar and going to have a knock-on impact with your mood and your energy levels.
In our office, it's quite good because if chocolates are brought in, you have to run that fast to get them before everybody else does. It keeps you fit. But what about temperature and things like that? Because I'm always moaning because I'm too hot. And in the summer, I'm too hot. And then in the winter, the heating seems to be ramped up and I'm too hot. Is it just me?
No, I mean, I think that can all have an impact. I mean, the whole environment within the office can have an impact. Obviously, the heating's in it can be an issue. And also, I mean, one of the things the study found out, that they find their colleagues are a little bit more irritable at this time of year. So obviously, the people that you're working with. But if they're eating a lot of sugary foods and stuff, they could maybe their energy and mood's going, and it can create that maybe not as pleasant an environment to work in. Another great tip would be to try and maybe go out for a bit of a walk during the day, even though there's no sunshine, just trying to get out in some fresh air. And maybe if there is a little bit of sun, you're going to get some exposure.
Does that affect us then, the lack of sunlight?
It has a massive impact. What happens during the winter months is that because we're not getting access to as much sunshine, our body doesn't produce as much what's called serotonin. This is like our feel-good brain chemical. And as serotonin drops, this has a knock-on impact. Serotonin is what makes us feel healthy and happy. It gives us that, makes us feel upbeat. And to make serotonin, we need sunlight. But if we're not getting access to that, we can also do it through our diet and through exercise. So exercise, that's why you get that little buzz when people work out. That's that boost in serotonin. If you're eating good quality protein, that gives your body the building blocks, and then you need all the nutrients. So in berries, they're packed full of antioxidants, that helps the conversion. And then you've got all your good fats, that helps support your brain health, which makes the most of it. So it has a big impact. So you're not getting as much sunlight, you can moderate it with your diet.
Would nuts and berries and little snacks like that throughout the day, would they be good to combine?
They would be ideal, because when we talk about our blood sugar balance, for example, berries are very low. They have what's called a low glycemic load. And all that means is that they're not going to spike your blood sugar. And then you really want to combine something, you know, berries, which are those low glycemic load carbohydrates, with some nuts and seeds, because that's going to give you good fats. It's going to have some protein in there as well. So it'd be ideal, maybe mid-morning and then mid-afternoon, just to help keep your blood sugar levels steady.
Yeah, I'm looking for reasons why I can say that I'm not so productive at the moment. I'm looking for excuses here. Because I find in this kind of, when it's cold and it's dark, you do tend to find that you hold yourself more tensely. I commute to work on public transport as well, and that seems a bit of an ordeal and a chore in the wintertime as well.
I know, because it is, it's cold and it's dark, and then you think about it at nights. You know, it used to be, you know, during the summer, you come home from work at night and you can sit out, you know, and it's sunshine, and or it's at least got some kind of sun or brightness, and you're not getting dark till about 9 or 10. Whereas I feel like by 4 or 3, 4 o'clock, you're already, it's getting dark. And all of that, I think, can have such a huge impact on our mood and our energy. And again, that has a knock-on impact with what we're eating. You know, at night, we feel like just sitting in front of the TV eating carbs.
Pizza.
Yeah, pizza, crisps, to make ourselves feel better. But obviously that's, you know, not going to be the best thing for us.
It seems such a simple thing. Yeah, I'm looking, I mean, this week alone, I have not had lunch 3 days of this week. And then I've gone in, and as we are now on the show, 3 till 6. And I must admit, I get really tired by the time the show finishes. And I suppose I could snack on little bits of fruit.
And I think that the interesting thing would be what you're eating then when you get home. And because I see that a lot when people have had a spell, you know, it's usually they miss something in the afternoon and then they get home. And if they're making food, usually by the time the food's made, they've already had, you know, they've already been in at the biscuits or the crisps or the glass of wine. And all of that can add, you know, can add on. You end up eating much more later on in the evening.
I think we're getting an insight into the way you live.
Well, I'm quite fortunate I work from home. So I think, you know, it's easier to kind of pace it out during the day. Whereas I think when you're going to the office, you really need to be a bit more prepared and take stuff with you.
Right. Oh, and homemade soup as well. That's a good one.
It's a good one.
So are there any rules then when it comes to snacking on berries and these type of fruits?
I mean, I think the key thing is to, I mean, things like berries, it's very hard to overdo because, you know, like tropical fruits can have a lot, they have a lot more sugar in them. So you maybe need to be more mindful of your quantities. I think it's very hard to overdo the berries. But I think the main thing with what you're eating and keep your blood sugar levels is to eat regularly throughout the day. So trying to eat every 3 to 4 hours just to keep your blood sugar levels nice and steady.
And of course we've got availability to these type of fruits all round through the year now, haven't we?
Yeah, which is great. You know, there was a time when we would have only had access to these in the summer, but now, you know, they're being imported, so we'll be able to access, you know, we've got supermarkets and we can get strawberries and blueberries and raspberries more freely, which is great because I love them.
Yeah, and I think it makes you feel better in your head when you're eating healthily, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Whether it's psychological or actual, I don't know. It's been a lot of fun chatting with you, Dr. Christy Ferguson. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.